Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. John McClain with us. He's been on a boat. Is he still on the boat? We're about to find out. He's presented by FreelandChevy.com. It's quite the trip, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm not on a boat. I got off the boat. Now Carol's taking me to the Baltimore airport from the Chesapeake Bay, and I'm headed home, and she's got two more days up here. But I'll tell you, I spent a lot of time on the water in Fort Myers, Florida, on Sanibel and Captiva Island. I spent a lot of time on Chesapeake Bay boat Sunday, and today I could get real used to this.
Why Baltimore?
Carol's family, we have a home that's being redone on Chesapeake Bay. And she likes to come up here. Can't get in it yet. But we got a little inn that's close by, and she likes to ride herd on the people who are doing it. So it's about 45 minutes from the BWI airport. We went to see Max Scherzer and the Nationals on Saturday when it was the 50-year anniversary of the Expos. And it was weird because they wore Expos uniforms. They called them Expos on the scoreboard. Introduced them as Expos, and I heard all these fans around me asking one of the ushers, what do the Expos have anything to do with the Nationals? And they brought in Vlad Guerrero's in the Hall of Fame and to honor him as the greatest Expo of all, but it was kind of weird seeing them. And I understood it because I'm old, but there was a lot of people that had no clue what they were talking about, and they want to shut out. Scherzer pitched great. And then we spent time at Baltimore, my favorite crab place, LP Steamer. So I haven't written anything. All I've done is talk shows, and I'll start writing later. But let me tell you, you guys would love it up here.
Speaking of baseball, John, your Houston Astros, Justin Verlander, had a lot to say about the baseball being doctored by Major League Baseball. What'd you think of his comments, being an Astros fan?
He's been saying that all year, and he should know because he's given up more home runs than any pitcher in baseball. He's given up three in each of the last two games. He's given up three times this season before the last two games. So, you know, Chicks dig the long ball, so maybe tonight he'll give up a few in the All-Star game. He's starting again, and he's still pitching great. It's been hard for him to get to 10 victories, but if anybody's going to complain about the balls being juiced, it'd be a guy giving up the most home runs, right?
I'm up there, yep. John, coming up. My son's got a baseball tournament an hour outside of D.C. We're going to spend a couple days in Washington before and maybe after if the baseball doesn't go that well.
Let me tell you right quick, Paul, a great place to go. We went to the International Spy Museum, which hasn't been open very long, but it was fascinating. Kids loved it. There were kids on every level doing interactive things, videos. I think your son and you would like it.
That sounds cool.
And if you do it, like everything else up here, get the tickets online beforehand. Don't wait till you get there.
That sounds cool. So Nationals are out of town, unfortunately. We're going up to see the Orioles. Maybe we will be able to eat at your spot. I'm curious if we set a number here. How many crab do we think were sacrificed by the Chesapeake Bay to John McClain's stomach?
Well, I don't. I eat crab cakes. Carol eats crabs, you know, bangs them over the head with one of those mallets and then picks them apart. The place LP Steamers, which is on East Ford Avenue off of downtown, which is an institution, it's amazing. you think you're in a courthouse with judges pounding the gavel all the time, watching all the people hit the crabs, pick them apart, eat them, toss the stuff in a can. But it's great. And it's not just crabs, it's shrimp and everything else. She ate, last night, but she said they were mediums, not larges. I wouldn't know the difference. But, you know, this is crab country, just like Boston, New England, and lobster country. And you can't go wrong with crabs here. And there's some great, great places.
John, why is it such a big headline that Brady is throwing with Gronk as Gronk retires?
Because it's the time of year when people are desperate for headlines. And I think anybody saw that picture of Gronk, he claims he's only lost 18 pounds. Yeah, and I've lost 100. And
he is thin.
He looked kind of sick.
Yeah.
So Brady's working out at UCLA. Gronk was out there for an event. Brady asked him to come over and catch some balls. And I think everybody in New England and a lot of people around the league, not defensive players, wish that Gronk would come back. You know, because that's a terrific loss for the Patriots. They've had several big losses in free agency and his retirement. And he sure did not look like a guy in those pictures who was getting ready to play unless he was going to come back as a wide receiver.
Julio Jones says he's not going to hold out for that new contract before his contract is adjusted. And the quote from him was, "Mr. Blank gave us his word. That's golden. Blank's word is that it's going to get done. There's no stress on my end. I'm not thinking about it." How many owners in the league today could have their star players say that about them, that their word is golden and it's going to happen?
I don't think many. And the problem is, did Blank say, okay, we're going to give you what you want, I promise? I don't think that's probably what he said. I think he said, we'll work with you. We'll do everything to get this deal done. We want you to report to camp and be ready to go. But I don't think Arthur Blank has written Julio Jones a blank check. But remember, when Jones signed that last deal, he was the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Now he wants to be again.
John McClain on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by FreelandChevy.com. Whether you're looking for the all-new Chevy Silverado or a reliable pre-owned vehicle, Freeland Chevy is your answer. With a huge selection of stock under $19,999, we won't stop until we've found you a vehicle that fits your lifestyle and your budget. Find new roads at FreelandChevy.com.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. John McClain with us. He's presented by FreelandChevy.com. John will be in town next weekend for a fundraiser coming up for Fight DMD. More information at FightDMD.com on that.
Coming to have some crab cakes, some of Nashville's finest crab cakes. Quickly, wanted to mention, if you'd be so kind, please subscribe to Elsewhere, my podcast, episode 3. Will be on board later today, available Apple, Google Play, and Stitcher. So whichever way, Chad, you'd like to consume.
What is Stitcher? I don't
even
know
podcast.
What that is.
It's a way to consume podcasts.
Okay.
You can consume
That's
it.
How some consume the podcast?
Yeah, some consume it. Most
I
people
don't
I
consume
know
it that way.
Consume it on
no.
Apple. Some people consume it on Google Play.
I'm an Apple guy.
And others consume it on Stitcher. You can also consume it at 1045thezone.com. Any way you consume it, go subscribe to it. Feel free to offer some stars to it, 5, and a review. Subscribe. And there's more on the podcast.
Yeah, Network. It was great to see Davey Shepard, Midday 180 season ticket holder from the start of the show. He was just in. He's co-host of Speedway Soccer, one of the podcasts available at 1045thezone.com. That will drop tomorrow. He was in doing some work on that just a few minutes ago.
The good man.
Paul, can you give us your next topic?
It is about, you contributed, I talked with both of you before, about infectious pop culture stuff.
I got you.
So you contributed that
Lost. It was infectious diseases.
I'd say in it that I had enough of the infectious disease stuff in the last 6 months. We've covered that thoroughly. But touches on stuff that pop culture stuff that gets in your system that you can't shake and how that works and sifting through how brilliant the people are who are able to create such content and how you can't shake it.
John, have you ever started thought about starting a podcast of your own?
I do a podcast every week, but the Chronicle and the Chronicle posts it, and I know it's on iTunes and other places, but I don't have any idea. Recorded every Thursday with Aaron Wilson, who covers the Texans, with me, and we cover the Texans and the NFL.
Hutton opened the show today. He does a little preview before the show opens, and he said like four things we were going to cover today. But first he said, guess which one's a lie? He said, this, and John McClain's band name. Coming up next.
I said, some believe Major League Baseball has juiced their baseballs. Tennessee's ranked 15th, according to ESPN, in a recent poll, and John McClain reveals his band name. Maybe you'll do that at the fundraiser you've got coming up
for
Fight
DMD. I think I'll just go ahead and reveal it right now. What do y'all think?
I think we should wait. I want to build the suspense more, John, because that would be a record-breaking midday 180 when you finally reveal it.
I think that's for the last day of the show.
And I'd get fired.
I didn't know you could do that on command.
Yeah, that's for the last day of the show.
You egged me on, and I did it, and we all got fired.
That'd be great.
Follow John on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL.
Teresa, have some bad news.
John, give us your big winners of the offseason. I bring this up now because training camp is just around the corner. Now that everything is in the books, for the most part, who are you pointing to as the winners of the last few months?
Well, you said three last night, and so I got the Jets, and it's so funny. It was all done by Mike Maccagnan, and he got fired. He signed Le'Veon Bell, C.J. Mosley. Those should be prolific players for both sides of the ball. He drafted Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle from Alabama. A lot of people thought he was the best player in the draft. He needed, for Sam Darnold, a slot receiver, and he signed Washington's Jamison Crowder. So I thought the Jets had the best offseason. I thought the Bills were next. The Bills' first two picks in the draft, defensive tackle Ed Oliver, who I know very well, and offensive tackle slash guard Cody Ford. Those guys should step in immediately and start and contribute. Mitch Morse, Kansas City center. Kansas City couldn't play everybody, so they signed him. And they had to get people around Josh Allen, and they got Cole Beasley for the slot, Frank Gore for his leadership and some contribution at running back. And for field position, they got Andre Roberts, the Jets Pro Bowl kick returner, and John Brown, the wide receiver from Arizona. And the other one I thought, Jacksonville getting Nick Foles means there's not going to be a bad team in the AFC South. They all could be tied. But getting Foles, also getting another pass rusher for their defense is terrific. Josh Allen, who's moving to defensive end after playing stand-up outside linebacker for Kentucky. And then Juwan Taylor, we all had going in the first round. They got him a right tackle in the second round. They get back their left tackle, Cam Robinson, who missed most of the season with a knee injury. So they were the worst team in the division last year, went from first to worst. I'm not saying they're going from worst to first, but I'm saying they're going to be good, and I think the division's going to be tremendous. My three big losers, the Ravens, because their defense was decimated. The Raiders, now the Raiders had three number one picks, I know. Mm-hmm. But when you bring in Antonio Brown, who's a head case, and you put him with Vontez Burfict, who's one of the dirtiest players ever, and if he's not, it's Richie Incognito, you bring him off the scrap heap. So you got a bunch of head cases. You make Trent Brown the highest paid offensive tackle in history, and then you're moving him to the right side. And the other one I picked up, we talked about earlier, the Patriots lost Gronkowski, their left tackle Trent Brown, their best pass rusher Eric Flowers, and they thought they were going to sign Adam Humphries. The Titans got him to play the slot instead because I think he said he was worried that Brady might not be around very long.
I'm interested, you said Oakland. I mean, I think their signings, for me, when I think about their offseason, I immediately think of Antonio Brown and Williams, their two wide receiver signings. And then their draft. Their draft, I thought, was solid, starting with Jonathan Abram.
Yeah,
Farrell. But, I mean, to your point, there's a lot of uncertainty on defense.
If you just had Antonio Brown, one head case, that was it. But when you put him in there with Montez Perfect and Richie Incognito, and maybe they won't make the team, but when you put all those guys together, it's like spontaneous combustion. They're just going to implode at some point, and they're going to deserve exactly what they get.
Any surprises, Paul, that you didn't hear there on good or bad?
I'm not in on Oakland. The Farrell, you talked Farrell there, right? I'm not a Farrell.
Furl.
Furl. It is.
You
gotta
get it right.
I'm not in on Farrell because I can't pronounce it Furl. For starters, I just think I know, you know, if you love them, you love them, but I don't think the league loved them in the same way, and I think you could have got them 10 picks lower. So I think you're giving away value there. So I'm more confused about them than some of the others.
John, enjoy your time, and we look forward to hosting you in some way whenever you get to town next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the week after for Fight DMD.
Thank you, and I will talk to you Friday. Paul, before you and your son come up here, get in touch with me.
Sure will, and I've already spread the word about the Spy Museum, and people seem fired up about
you'll
that.
You'll be staying at the McLean family home on the bay.
I'm going to come around from that Spy Museum and start, like, rounding the corners, you know, with my fake gun.
Thank you, John.
First, you can't go wrong when you walk in a Spy Museum and the original James Bond Aston Martin from Goldfinger sitting there. Thank you, guys.
John McLean joins us twice a week, presented by FrelandChevy.com.